Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Cade Sprecher. Joining us today is Lindsay Pasuti, president of the Stewart Chamber of Commerce, here to talk about planning for Good Ag Days as it intensifies moving towards the summer months. This is one of the first years that we've tried kind of fundraising for this event. Just tell us a little bit about that fundraising effort.
So like you mentioned, we really haven't done much fundraising for Good Ag Days. We've just relied on specific sponsors for specific events and the chamber in particular. But this year, with some new activities and trying to get some more folks involved, we have started to look into some fundraising, and especially when it comes down to looking at bringing in some new activities. So coming up, we actually will be doing bingo at the American Legion, the Stewart Rec Center here in Stewart, on Sunday at 5:30. And that'll be kind of opposite of what their regular bingo is on the second and the fourth Sunday of the month. And we're going to be on the third Sunday of the month doing bingo.
That fundraising from bingo, what is that likely to go towards?
With the new activities in particular, we have the lawnmower racing that we're trying to bring to Stewart. But really, it's going to be for the overall event as we are looking to fund some of the new activities. So it's really not going to be earmarked for anything in particular, just making sure that the overall event is a success. So there's a lot of regulars that come out to bingo that already exists on the second and fourth Sundays. But if you're new to the activity, the official start time is 5:30. So you have to be there at 5:30 in order to play. So you're encouraged to come anywhere starting at 4:30 to kind of get your seat and get used to the situation, the layout of the room and things. You come in and you purchase your bingo cards. There's an early bird game that there will be 50 numbers up on the board, and you can kind of mark at your own pace, and then we'll get started right at 5:30. Two different size packets that you can get, either for $8 or $10, and then the special games are $1 each. And then at the end, there's a jackpot. So if you stick around for the end, there's the final game that's a little bit more fun to try to get the big one. Kids are welcome. They just have to be playing on their own cards, so they can't just be running around. They'll have to be there playing bingo alongside mom or dad, aunt, grandma, grandpa, whatever. They can come, they just have to be playing bingo.
The fundraising for this, as you said, isn't earmarked for anything in particular, but it is going to go towards the effort for Good Ag Days. And there is another planning meeting coming up to kind of help to encourage that. And you were telling me, this planning meeting, obviously we're sharing ideas, but we really want to give those ideas form. Isn't that right?
Yes. So anyone can have this great idea, but if we don't have the people available to help make that happen, it's not really going to go anywhere. So with these meetings, anyone is encouraged to attend and share their ideas and get involved. But we're really going to start looking for volunteers to head up some of these smaller activities, whether it's carnival games or things like that, where we need help.
So people come to this planning meeting. Again, that's going to be coming up here yet in March. What are kind of the dates and times and details for that?
So we have been meeting once a month on the second Wednesday of each month. But now as we're getting closer to the event, we're going to start doing every other. So the second and the fourth. So the next one coming up is Wednesday, March 22nd at 6:30 at Foxy's Den. So you can grab some dinner while you're there or just come for the meeting. And that'll really kind of help us stay on pace to where we want to be, especially with a lot of the changes this year, to make sure that we've got all of our ducks in a row.
Obviously, we're drawing in a lot of different ideas and a lot of different opinions about what Good Ag Days should look like. But what's your vision for Good Ag Days as president of the Chamber of Commerce? What would you like to see it become?
Well, I think Good Ag Days is our city celebration, and it's an opportunity for citizens of Stewart and surrounding areas to really show their community pride for the event and get excited about the event and come and have some fun and just really get out and show your support for the many activities that we have in Stewart, and to really just celebrate over the weekend that we have a lot of great things going on and we are a community that supports each other. So that's really my envision, of just more people getting involved and more people enjoying all the activities, so that it really is a celebration that people can be proud of.
And that's today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Thanks again to Lindsay Pasuti for joining us. We'll have more local news and information coming up next on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.